Hi, ho, my fellow junkies. This is South Musiatic here, and welcome to the Musiatic 27 podcast, where it's for all music lovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the new Scrim album, Lonely Boy. This is the long-awaited second solo studio album by Scrim, following up from his last album that he released in 2020, A Man Rose from the Dead, which to me, 20 tracks, not that bad, having to show in a little nice balance of the old school Suicide Boys, having to sound more gruff and tough, to say the least, to it, as well as balancing out with more of the melodic tunes on that album. Seems to be pretty well, and after having a small little break between that and some Suicide Boys albums, as well as Ruby, his cousin, dropping two pop-punk metalcore-infused power projects, to say the least, too. Going on to this new album here, Lonely Boy kind of shows in more of a new direction that Scrim is going on to, with more of the melodic trap and more rage-infused tunes kind of go on to for it. Well, I was a little bit enticed to see how he was going to go on to it after he released his song Paradise off of this album. More of an acoustic moment, having some more dark distortion to kind of ruffle it up a little bit to it. So I was a little bit intrigued to see how he's going to go on to for a full-length album. Very hefty, I might say, being 26 tracks running an hour and 16 minutes. I pretty much saw one comment that said, like, oh, it's more like a G5-9 twist of Destroy Lonely's If Looks Could Kill with a runtime and how much tracks that are on this album here. I can kind of see the idea, so I had to see myself, see how it's going to go. Starting off with the first song on this album with the Destination Home, having to show off a more melodic beat and melodic vocals, talking about his journey and his life currently. Seems to be pretty solid and have to be really lathered out in reverb, to say the least, too. And that's one thing I noticed throughout this whole project. It's going to sound like that the entire time, kind of lathered in everything else. So going on to some other ones, such as like Slick Maserati, having be the first rage sound song that we have on this album. Other songs that kind of put in more of a Memphis-infused twist, with songs such as like Who Saves the Savior with a King Skinny Pimp sample to kind of pull out to for it. Seems to be pretty cool, and having to talk about his struggles in more of an ominous way, having more of an atmospheric vibe for other songs, such as like First Things First, and having to kind of pull into more of that balance between that and rage music a little bit too. I do see some of it, some kind of sprinkle it in with a bunch of 2 minute songs, with some occasional 3 to 4 minute songs kind of carry out with long choruses or long buildups to kind of build up to the tunes. Other than that, I do see Scrim kind of experimenting with himself and kind of shining on more of a personal growth, to say the least, for him, which is cool on some songs to kind of demonstrate that really well, with songs like First Things First or For My Slime or even Lonely Boy to a degree. I do see a nice job kind of pushing out for himself to kind of develop and kind of see the vulnerability he tries to go on to for himself. But the one thing I will say that I enjoy about this album would be just the one small refreshment song that would be the Nightmare on the North Side 2, which pretty much kicks in a nice old school, dark, deep voice Suicide Boys Scrim vibe for it for the first half. And the second part will kind of be more of a punchier version of it with a funk twist in the middle, which is cool and kind of bring more of a refreshment. Like I mentioned, having to be so gruff and tough, to say the least, to it. Really dope stuff. I really enjoy it. And some other ones that go into more of an amped up rage tune with songs such as like Blam, kind of pull into more of a catchy live tune that you might want to hear live. Some other production choices that I kind of see throughout this album kind of fit in some similar vibes that are similar to like Yeat or Summers or Lone or Ken Carson, to say the least, too. To a degree on some of their stuff. Really cool having to pull in an interesting G5-9 twist on the rage trap sound a little bit too. Having to have songs that kind of pull in more variety in a sense too. Seems to be okay to kind of pull out for it. For songs having implicitly long titles such as I Just Hope My Death Makes More Sense Than My Life. Having more of a quirkier rage trap beat with some melodic vocals talking about pretty much his life and how he's trying to get onto it for most of it too. Other ones such as like Demo Demon, talking about drugs and murking people, having to pull more of that melodic rage tune with some decent vocals. Having a cool dialed reference from Cardi saying, I'm a dialed like I'm Cardi. I like it. It's pretty cool. Other songs that I would like to mention would be close to the end of the album with more on that melodic or more of a Yeat influence sound to its façon, such as like Just Because You're Paranoid Doesn't Mean You're Wrong. Definitely has a strong Yeat vibe for it, at least for me when I see it. Other than that, some other ones, we have some more grand production with songs such as like A Man Touched the Sky with a grand Western intro, trap it out with a switch to it, which is cool to kind of pull into for it. Other than that, I do see some other ones. As we get closer to the end of the album, we see more subject matter kind of pop out more vividly with the closing track with the song Levitate, talking about how love got him so high that he needed to medicate, and love got him so high up in the sky, he's levitating, to say the least. Other than that, I do see as the overall consumption for this project here, or at least I think Scrim did a solid job in kind of demonstrating his twist and his approach to go on to with the melodic trap tunes as well as the rage songs that we see. And unfortunately for me, I do see that is just pretty much a G59 twist of Destroy Lonely's If Looks Could Kill. There's nothing wrong with it. I was really intrigued to see how he was going to go on to with it, and I say he does a nice job with it as a hefty project being 26 tracks long and having an hour and 16 in runtime, to say the least. Too, there's nothing wrong with this album. I do say that maybe I would trim some songs down to make it more cohesive and concise, to say the least, to it. But other than that, I do think most of these songs really work well for it. They have a nice job in showing some different ideas that Scrim was trying to go on to say the least. Most of them have a nice little touch to them in their own sense, being atmospheric, cloudy, or dark, and having more menacing lyrical topics such as Nightmare Sequel, to say the least, too. Really cool stuff. I do see interesting ideas. If he can continue on maybe on a similar direction to this, this would be a good mission for him, to say the least. I'm giving this a 7 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a good project having to show in a G59 twist of rage and melodic trap tunes here and there for him. Seems to be a little hefty, but it seems to be a pretty solid project out of it. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I would. It's a pretty solid project. Having to go on to for the rage scene and have Scrim kind of rap over them seems to be pretty solid. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment of this project. Thank you, Chemo Cranial Junkies.